the lies of the third temple, part 115. And this will also be the last in the chapter of the lies of the third temple. And I praise Yahweh our Elohim for the truth in his revelation words. I'm Professor Hannes Revenhuys, First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you need any information, just send us a WhatsApp, international code plus 27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. It's the first time that you are to participate in the study. I'm sorry you missed out on everything. You need to go to part one, start from the beginning. It is very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the notifications of the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. You must make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study's conclusion will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We have come to the conclusion of the lie of the third temple, and we are going to continue with the research, which is the Temple Mount Institute in Jerusalem, and they make the following statement. All will be averaged upon Jerusalem to receive the truth of the Torah and to return the way of God in serious repentance, to atone in the Holy Temple, and to merit the highest consciousness, which will be revealed in that time, the spirit of divine inspiration. We have the spirit of divine inspiration already 2,000 years ago. The throne of glory, the heavenly Jerusalem. The Jerusalem below corresponds to the heavenly Jerusalem, according to the book Revelation. Go and do the study, the revelation of the book Revelation, because it's impossible to mention everything here which is written in the book of Revelation 21. I would suggest be part of the revelation of the book of Revelation. The Rabbians make many references throughout the Talmud, the oral law, which indicate the existence of a heavenly Jerusalem. Who does this? The rabbis in the time of the Talmud and in after that, up till today. They say, it's not the Bible that says that the existence of a heavenly Jerusalem. There's no heavenly Jerusalem right now. It's a metaphor. The meaning is clear. The holiness of the earth Jerusalem is this world as its sources, and another Jerusalem, a spiritual, entirely aloft of the physical counterpart. The one below is direct, parallel to the one above. The godly Jerusalem in the heavenly Jerusalem is assembled spiritually as the holy temple exists where the Sanhedrin is revealed. So there's going to be a Sanhedrin in the spiritual, in the heavenly Jerusalem. My Bible says flesh and blood will not enter the kingdom of Yahushua. This is a place of the Almighty's throne of glory. This essential structure is another of the prophetical divine thoughts which produced the world. God arranged it so that the physical holy temple to which will flow all the earth multitudes shall be nourished and sustained by the throne of glory above. We are sustained today by the Ruach HaKodesh through the blood of Yahushua. The temple gateway to heaven, in this dream, the parabat Job seed, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of the reaches the heaven, Genesis 28:2. In the morning he opened his eyes and cried out, how awesome is this place. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. In this prophetic dream, Jacob saw the earthly holy temple set opposed the throne of glory. Jacob then entered a stone mountain and atoned it with oil, eventually dedicated the site to the future temple, the first, the second, and the third temple. You can't count 5, 6, 7 temples. If this is true, how did David use a pagan temple which he altered to place the Ark of the Covenant in? Did Jacob anoint that place, that stone, with oil? The holy temple is the gateway to heaven for many human beings, whether he is summoned to approach God. As the world advanced with more sophisticated technologies in traveling and accommodation, the moment approaches when the tendency of the most far-flung location, as far away from Jerusalem, can be imagined and come from the great distance and appear before the Creator of purification himself and come to contract with the holy spark within. So you can fly in there, you can go with the aeroplane, you can do anything, and you can be part of what is happening in the third temple. Every human being is created by God's image. In the image of God, he created him, Genesis 9:27. Therefore, the divine spark of holiness is alive in each of us. How much easier will it be to unmask the spark in the dwelling place of God's glory? Each one will come to Jerusalem to recharge his spiritual energy, to reveal his own unique senses, and then to return home with the spiritual nourishment needed to continue serving his own special purpose in the world. I'm so glad I don't even need to go to Jerusalem. I don't need to go to any stone building to be touched by Yahweh, my Elohim. If I raise my hands, I'm in the Spirit. If I sit in this chair, I'm in the Spirit. I have a connection. The moment that I put my mind above every other thing, I'm in connection with Yahweh. You know what? He doesn't sit on a throne 300 million light years away. He lives within us through our soul's dimension. We have listened to so many different lies in this series, the lies of the third temple. That is unimaginable. You can't imagine the things that people will create and have in their mind to draw people down to eventually end up in hell. Not accepting Yahushua as the truth, the light, and the way. The only path to heaven is through the blood of Yahushua, the atonement blood, the blood that he shed on Calvary. You need to be born again. Yahushua to Nicodemus. You need to be born again out of water and spirit. Nothing about the Torah. Nothing about the Talmud. Nothing about the Tanakh. You need the blood. You need the blood of the Lamb, Yahushua. You don't need the blood of a red hyphen, or the ashes of a red hyphen, or the song of a Levite. You need the blood of Yahushua. You need to be born again. Yahushua said, if you are not born again, you will not see the kingdom of heaven. Go read John 3 verse 1 to 12. Nicodemus, who had a Jewish assembly, in the night came to Yahushua. Why in the night? Because he was afraid his people would see him going to the Messiah, the Redeemer of Israel. What must I do? Yahushua says, you must be born again. How can I enter into the womb of my mother the second time? Very, 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 I say unto you, Yahushua swears, if you're not born again out of water and spirit, you will not enter, you will not see the kingdom of Yahweh. You need to be born again. What does it mean? Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Go and read it. That's where we grow equal with the death of Yahushua. in the immersing in His name. Not in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Or the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Or the name of the Father, or the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's titles. Matthew 28:19 is titles. Yahushua said to His disciples, go and immerse in the name of Yah. He doesn't say names. Name of the Father. What's the name of the Father? It's Yahweh. And of the Son, what's His Son's name? Yahushua. And the Holy Spirit, what's the name of the Holy Spirit? It is Ruach HaKodesh. So if I immerse people in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins, they are clothed with their wedding garment. Galatians 3:26-29. There are no more Jew than Gentile, Greek nor freeman nor slave, man nor woman, but we are all one in Yahushua, and according to the promises of Abram, we are heirs. This is the only way that a woman or a lady can become part of the bride of Yahushua, can be saved. In the Old Testament, they were saved by the life their husbands has lived, because the husband was circumcised on behalf of the family. But today, the word says that Yahweh has no desire that we be circumcised by our flesh, but we be renewed by our mind, our soul's dimension, by our mind. I don't need a third temple. I don't need a Levi to sing for me. I don't need the blood of a dove for atonement. I don't need a Torah, which is not there, which is actually now a Talmud, a oral law. I don't need a Tanakh. I need the blood of Yahushua, hallelujah, that cleanses and that redeems, that puts us in the position of being kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. That puts us in the position of Revelation 20 verse 4, where He says, we will sit on the thrones as kings. He says, we will sit on the thrones in judgment. Who's going to judge the world? The bride. Those that were drawn away at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22, at the end of the seven church age, at the end of the grace period, at the end of the dispensation of grace, when the Ruach has been drawn away and the bride has been parousia, the bride will sit on the thrones. Go read Revelation 20 verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon the thrones. Who are they? The bride of Yahushua. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls that was beheaded. And they lived with Yahushua for 1,000 years. They lived with Yahushua for 1,000 years. On TikTok, we are currently running the 1,000 years, the lie of the 1,000 years and the tribulation. Go, or the 1,000 years earthly reign. Go listen to it. So what is happening? We're going to sit on thrones in judgment and be part of the jury. And where the ungodly will be judged. And those that didn't want to open their eyes for the revelation truth. Remember, for the last 26 years, I don't belong to no church denomination. I belong to the bride of Yahushua. And to Yahweh all the glory. I don't need to teach or preach anything that the church, the Protestant church, the Catholics or Charismatics or whoever teaches. I read the word, I understand the word, as Yahweh reveals it by the Ruach HaKodesh, and I teach it. If I'm wrong, then please help me with the right scriptures that says you are wrong. This is it. My WhatsApp number, 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahweh.co.za. I'm so glad for the opportunity to share this word, this revelation word, for you in order to understand that there is no essence for a third temple. It is not required according to the Bible. This is a New Age theology, teaching people to believe in the erection of a third temple. And if everybody touches the Dome of the Rock, you will have the Third World War immediately. They can't touch it, because that's a domain of Islam on the moment. I want to say that we must always, when we read the words, we must understand that we need to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh. There are so many Pentecostal pastors and Protestants and charismats today that also believe in the erection of a third temple. It's been preached from the pulpits, from the pews, that they are awaiting the building of a third temple. That is because these pastors and preachers are not led by the Ruach HaKodesh. They are led by a New Age theology, which teaches about a third temple. Well, here we have seen the Temple Mount Institute, and all they do, they are milking the cow. They milk it, they're just accumulating pounds, dollars, euros, whatever currency you want to name. You must invest in this thought. While the word says that Yahweh has no desire to live in any building made with man's hand. That's why Yahweh has allowed that the temple be broken down twice. In the time of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, second time 70 AY. The first time was 570 years before Yahushua, and 70 after Yahushua, when Emperor Titus came and demolished the temple and Jerusalem. Now we have come to the end of this series, and my heart's desire is that Yahweh will open his word through the Ruach HaKodesh so that you can understand what the word says. It's been my privilege to deal with you on this subject, being a professor in the eschatology, studying and researching this phenomenon for the last 56 years. Our next study next week of Yahweh's will be the book of Hebrew, the revelation of the book Hebrew. We're going to study the whole book of Hebrew, every word, every title, every comma. Pray for this ministry. Until next week, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.